then we start the masquerade. I meet you at midnight, wearing something fine.
Area phonic. I hear what we call music. It seems to me that someone is talking, and talking about his feelings, or about his ideas of relationships. But when I hear traffic, here on 6th Avenue, I don't have the feeling that anyone is talking. I have the feeling that the sound is acting. Thank you.
It's called Tosca. It's Tim and Mike, Area 54 with you. Off of the album No Hassle, played a song called Oysters in May. Definitely got that Tosca sound, doesn't it, Mike?
Yeah, back when they were still good.
Back when they were Tosca was Tosca. They tried to make it come back a little bit. We're on to them, though.
You know, I think their next album, just do an instrumental album.
I think just hire some some vocalists.
Or you know, maybe some songwriters.
Both, right?
Someone, I mean, at least write your lyrics.
There you go.
There.
Yep. All right, CFCF, before that, did a song called Windswept, and then one from Paul Kalkbrenner. Played a track called Aaron that was remixed by Ted and Francis.
Right, so they should hire Ted and Francis, because Ted and Francis took this instrumental song from Paul Kalkbrenner
and
wrote a vocal version for it.
Yeah, good job.
Which is great.
Right, yep. George Fitzgerald, before that, did a song called Full Circle. It was featuring Boxed In. That's off the album Fading Love. We started off the whole set with Hot Ship. Forthcoming album is called Why Make Sense. And we play a song called Easy to Get. These guys kind of polishing their sound a little bit, too, aren't they?
Polished, man. I don't know how much more polished you can get than this album. It's like we told you, it's chock full of great music. Right now, I think there's only this Hirachi Lights and one other single available if you go to iTunes. The album isn't out till May. We're going to be at the Roseland on the 26th of May. Wow. That's going to be a sold-out show for sure.
Especially when they hear this album.
Yeah, they're going to be playing. Well, they got a lot of music. We saw them years ago, and they already had tons of music. And they were fun band live.
They're, a lot of energy.
Yeah, a lot of energy. It's kind of cool to see that. All right, Tim and Mike with you. We're going to go to some music from Fantagram. We got a track queued up off their Voices release called Fall in Love. Check it out.